Wonderful. Good morning, everyone. I'm going to call the meeting to order at 10:03 a.m. This is the meeting of the Board of Firearm Permit Examiners, June 8th, 2023. I'm going to start by reading a brief introductory statement. If you could listen closely, this is the procedures we will be following today. For the record and in advance of hearing testimonies, I would like to explain the procedures we shall be following here today. First, these are civil administrative proceedings held in accordance with Section 29-32B of the Connecticut General Statutes. Under the General Statutes, this board is charged with the duty of hearing the case, inquiring and determining the facts novo, and determining whether those facts would be just and proper cause for denying or revoking a permit. It will occasionally happen that facts and events that the issuing authority believe them to be at the time of denial or revocation justified that denial or revocation, but additional facts and circumstances which come to light during these hearings convinces the board that in all fairness, justice would be served by ordering the permit issued or reinstated. Where no additional evidence or other compelling circumstances are uncovered, however, the board will respect the judgment of the issuing authority. Under the general statutes, hearings of this board may be conducted informally, but in a manner that guarantees fundamental fairness and the right to cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and all laws against perjury apply to those persons testifying. Be advised, this board takes perjury seriously and will refer perjury instances to the appropriate authority for full prosecution. Additionally, the board may subpoena testimony if necessary. These hearings are public hearings and they fall within the purview of the Freedom of Information Act. Accordingly, appellants and issuing authorities are hereby advised that none of the information or documents introduced here as evidence may be excluded from the public. Both parties may be permitted to make a brief opening statement indicating the scope of the case and what they intend to show. In its opening statement, the issuing authority should briefly give the reasons for denying or revoking the appellant's application or permit. You may call witnesses to testify on your behalf. At the conclusion of each witness's testimony, the other party may cross-examine that witness. The board may also inquire with its own questions, and in doing so, it reserves the right to question all witnesses.
Ma'am, we're in the middle of a hearing. She was just checking in.
To question all witnesses at any time or to request testimony by additional witnesses if necessary. At the conclusion of all testimony, the issuing authority and the appellant may make brief closing statements. Decision of the board is by majority vote of those members present in voting. The burden of proof in these matters is by a preponderance of the evidence, and it lies with the issuing authority. Accordingly, all tie votes will inure to the appellant. In addition to today, both parties will be notified by the board's decision by mail within 20 days of today's hearing. In deference to the statutory scheme as codified in Connecticut General Statute Section 29-28D, and pursuant to Superior Court ruling, in abundance of caution, the board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants appearing here today. Toward that end, the board will refrain from addressing the appellants by name or by noting the appellant's address, but instead will address each one simply by the title appellant. The board hereby requests all witnesses testifying here today to do likewise and to refer to each appellant only by his or her title appellant. Finally, in accordance with Superior Court ruling, the board cannot entertain hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records with regard to matters subject to erasure pursuant to Connecticut General Statutes 54-142A. In those matters, testimony to the board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation or personal recollection of the underlying events. Last, please turn off your cell phones or put them on vibrate, and if you do need to have a conversation, please go out in the hallway to do that so as not to disturb these proceedings. Calling the roll of the board. I can get a list together. Dr. Conrad.
Present.
Attorney Cinetti.
Here.
Mr. Gray.
Present.
Colonel Overturf.
Here.
Ms. Johnson.
Here, ma'am.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Here.
The chief, the chair is here, and Colonel Lewis is not here. Is he expected?
Yes.
Well, we have a quorum, so
one, two, three,
if he shows
four,
up,
six, seven,
he will be welcome to take his seat.
We don't even have any chairs up.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, now we're going to call the roll of the cases in order. Case number one, 22-083.
Yeah.
Both parties, thank you. Case number two, 21-875.
Issuing authority.
You can sit. You can sit.
Case number three, 21-861.
Issuing authority.
The appellant has not checked in with us.
Okay. Case number, oh my gosh, I wrote over it. Four, 22-371. Both parties, thank you. Case number five, 22-349. Both parties, thank you. Case number six, 23-367. The appellant?
The appellant has not checked in with me.
Case number seven, 21-442.
Issuing authority.
The appellant has not checked in with me on that case.
Maybe this will be a quick day. I shouldn't have said that out loud. I shouldn't have said that. Case number eight, 21-843. Both parties, thank you. Case number nine, 21-867.
Issuing authority.
Both parties, thank you. Case number 10, 22-352.
Issuing authority.
Both parties, thank you. Case number 11, 21-878.
Issuing authority.
Both parties, thank you. Case number 12, 21-880.
Issuing authority.
Both parties, thank you. And case number 13, 21-.
Nope, that one's, I'm sorry, that one's been continued.
Oh. Case 13 has been continued, so we have 12 cases, correct?
Yes.
Okay, can anybody who will be testifying here today please stand and raise your right hand? Anybody test, so anybody who's going to say anything to us, unless you're an attorney, stand up and raise your right hand. Okay, do you solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be, that the evidence you shall give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or on penalties of perjury? Okay, you may be seated. Thank you.